All right, welcome back to our podcast. Today what we're going to be talking about are the pros and cons of self-driving cars.
There are a lot of pros when it comes to self-driving cars. A main one is that they are overall safer. The reason for this is computers use complicated algorithms to determine appropriate stopping distance, distance from another vehicle, and other data that can decrease the chance of a car accident dramatically, since it'll be a computer, not a person driving the car. Also, computers are not allowed to get distracted, which currently is a leading cause of accidents in the United States. Also, although it's not clear to what extent lives can be saved, it is obvious that human-driven cars can come at a very high cost of danger, while a self-driving car will not. In addition to being safer, self-driving cars also are very cost beneficial. For example, they can in many different venues, such as insurance costs and healthcare costs associated with accident recovery alone. Also, self-driving cars will reduce operation costs, including the driver fee, by 40 to 60%. In addition to the cost and safety aspects of the self-driving cars, they also help when it comes to traffic. Since computers are able to communicate with one another, they can help to identify traffic problems or road risks early on. Also, a benefit of these self-driving cars is with new freedom and enhanced mobility. Also, traffic will be reduced because larger cities will now have self-driving cars that can not have to always be on the road, because once they drop off their passenger, they're able to go find a spot somewhere else, therefore not being on the road as much. As you can see, there are a lot of pros when it comes to self-driving cars.
With the pros of self-driving cars, there are also cons. Just having the ability to operate a self-driving car would require an education on the driver's part. While the computer takes over once the vehicle is operational, the driver would still be required to maintain some knowledge about how to operate it safely. Also, the cost of implementing the new technology could be way out of reach for most Americans. Currently, the engineering power and computer requirements, the software, and the sensors add up to more than $100,000. Another con is that even though there are concerns about the adequate nature of public transportation, self-driving cars would eliminate many jobs in the transportation sector, especially when it comes to train transportation and taxi drivers. And this aspect could have a negative impact on the unemployment rate of the economy. Also, a self-driving car doesn't completely eliminate the likelihood of a car accident. In fact, there's no legal precedent for how a case would be handled. The difficult question of who holds responsibility for a car accident, the driver, the car manufacturer, the software developer, this could be a tricky question to answer. Next, the cars are not able to operate at a high level of safety in all weather conditions. In fact, heavy rain can do serious damage to the laser sensors mounted on the car's roof. And this calls into question what role the driver might have to play in the event if the technology fails. Also, the gasoline industry is likely to suffer because, taking note of the new and improved, it's likely that self-driving cars would be electric. While there's a lot of promise and opportunity associated with self-driving cars, there's a lot of questions and concerns. The technology is still being developed and tested, so workarounds for the mentioned problems might be created as of yet, but the system is not perfect at present.